Now I'd like to invite boys and girls, members of our church school who would like to join me and Mr. Dave Robbins for a few moments in front to come on down. Hi. How's everybody today? Huh? Good to see you. Hey, love the shirt. Hey. Careful there. There's heat coming out of there. How are you today? All right. Good morning. Good morning, all. Good to see you. This is Dave Robbins, Mr. Robbins. He's a member of our Worship Associates team. He's going to share the story with you today. So, David.
Thank you very much, Steve. Hi. Good morning. How are you? Got a question for you. Anybody know who this fellow is? Santa? Anybody have another shot? Santa? Well, that's okay. Pardon me? How about you? Santa. Well, actually, he is someone named Alfred E. Newman. And he is dressed in a Santa outfit. And what you can do is you can ask your parents who Alfred E. Newman is. And depending upon what age they are, you might get 10 seconds of explanation. You might get 10 minutes. But what I'd like to do today is tell you a little story. And the story began about 5 months ago. And it began in a place called Puerto Rico. Anybody know where Puerto Rico is?
But I've heard it before, but I don't know where it is.
You've heard it before, but you don't know where it is. It's yes.
It's in the Caribbean,
that's right. Excellent. Down, it's south of Florida. It's about 2,000 miles from here. That's why you've heard of it? Okay. Well, this story started on a beach in Puerto Rico, and 5 months ago, a little tiny puppy was born. And the puppy and the puppy's mother and the puppy's brothers and sisters didn't have any home. They were born on the beach. They didn't have any family. And in fact, it was very dangerous for them because nobody would feed them, nobody would take care of them. But they were very lucky because in this place in Puerto Rico, on this beach, there are volunteers who come and they pick up strays who don't have homes and they take them in and they care for them. And after these puppies are old enough, they put them in crates. Now that may not sound very nice, but in fact it is. And they put them on airplanes. Now, this particular puppy was given the name Kiyoshi. Kiyoshi sounds Japanese. I have no idea why, but he was given the name Kiyoshi. So Kiyoshi and a whole host of other puppies were put in various crates, loaded on an airplane, and they were flown up to the United States. They were flown to a place called South Carolina. And then from South Carolina, you've heard of South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. Outstanding. After church, I'm going to ask you what all the states are and the state capitals. Okay. You think about that. Check a map when you go to class. Loaded in crates, Kiyoshi came up. Crates got transferred to trucks. Long story short, Kiyoshi ended up in the Sterling Animal Hospital in Sterling, Massachusetts. And in the space of about 5 or 6 days, he got checked out medically, he got all his shots, he got fixed, and I'm not going to go into that. Talk to your folks. This is definitely a G-rated situation here. And he got put in a big cage with a whole lot of other dogs. And about 5 or 6 days after Kiyoshi arrived, a man and a woman came to the animal hospital. The woman's name was Donna. And Don had been looking for a puppy. The last dog she'd had had died about 20 years before, and she decided, I'm ready for another dog. And she walked through the animal hospital, and all of a sudden she saw Kiyoshi. And she turned to the man who was with her, and she said, that one. And the man said, yes, dear. The man is no fool. So Kiyoshi came home with Donna and the man. And Kiyoshi has lived with Donna and the man for about 2 months. Kiyoshi is no longer Kiyoshi. Kiyoshi is named Bentley. And Bentley has grown from about 13 pounds to 26 pounds in the course of about 8 or 9 weeks. And Bentley is very frisky, and Bentley is very, very loving and very loved. And Bentley is what's known as a Velcro dog. Anybody know what a Velcro dog is? You know what Velcro is? That's stuff that you can put together and it sticks. A Velcro dog is a dog that gets, excuse me for just a second, gets as close as possible and sleeps on the bed, but not only that, comes up and kind of sticks his nose in Donna's neck or the man's neck, and sometimes goes under the covers and then sleeps down by their feet. You know? I wouldn't sleep down by Donna's feet, although I love her very, very much. So, what's the moral of the story? I don't know if there is a moral to the story, except that good things can happen when you least expect them, and they happen for Bentley, and they happen for Donna, and they happen for the man who happens to be me. And the last piece of this story is that Bentley's in the car. So he'll be floating around church during the day if anybody wants to say hello, because he loves people. He gets so excited that he loves people. He gets so excited, I wasn't going to bring him in here. Awful things would happen. And that's the end of the story. I hope you get a chance to meet Bentley. He's quite a dog.
Thanks.
Who would you all?
Yeah, we need it. Thank you. All right. We did the same drill a few years ago. In our case, it's called Dakota.